Well, it's that time of the month. It's time for the monthly meetings, and we start with Supervisor Tim Humphrey, District 2. How are you, Tim?
I'm well, Raleigh. I'm well.
Good.
An awful lot going on, I think, since we talked last.
Yes.
My focus has been kind of distracted a little bit the last week or so. My mom passed away.
Oh, I'm so
on
sorry.
On Memorial Day, and just had a celebration of life for her on Saturday, and so that's consumed a lot of my attention lately. But in the county, we've got an awful lot of things going on as well.
Well, you have my deepest condolences, and I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, even when you expect it, even when they're older, it's still so tough.
Yeah, she had 91 beautiful years and passed away in her own home.
Good.
You can't ask for a whole lot more than that.
No.
And but you know, you still have, you know, a lot of family things and things that you deal with, and so. But yeah, and then right along with that, we've got five creek projects going on right now, and they're going well. They're looking well. You know, we're just crossing our fingers. One hand, I'm praying for rain, and on the other hand, I'm praying that it be a real easy rain.
Yeah, yes.
You know, so, but those projects are going well in, you know, Six Shooter, Ice House, Copper, out in Copper Hills, and then the one there on Russell, and they seem to be going well. We also have a landfill expansion going on. We're working on purchasing land up for the Payson landfill, and we've got the expansion down here going on. And you know, I mean, our other expansion was supposed to last 10 years, and it only lasted a little over 3, and I've been trying to, you know, get answers to that. At this time, I don't have any answers, but we're starting our second expansion, because if you've been to the landfill, you can see that it's getting a little tight.
Wow.
And so anyway, working on those kind of things, and internally we're doing some restructuring. We dismissed the county manager, Mr. Minlove, last month.
Boy, that made statewide news, to say the least. And they made it seem like, and in the middle of all this post-flood, here they fire the county manager. But from what I understand, this was somewhat a long time coming.
Well, Raleigh, you know, I can give you my opinion. I can't give you a board opinion.
Okay.
But, you know, it just kind of seemed to me that over time, the county manager is to manage the county at the will of the Board of Supervisors.
Right.
And over time, it seemed that he tried to gain more control, and it was more of the county manager managing the county, not the board.
Okay.
And I had difficult time in getting things on the agenda for the board to talk about. And so if the board's not able to get things on an agenda and talk about them, then who's making the decisions if the board is not?
Let me ask you, as far as getting things on the agenda, what's the process on that, and how would the county manager be impeding it?
Well, you know, that's part of the deal, is until, you know, quite recently, it was kind of unclear. It was kind of between the chairman and the county manager and the clerk of the board to work on things to get them on the agenda. But it kind of got to where things got lost between wanting to get on the agenda and getting on the agenda.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, at one point in time, I went to call to the public so that I could ask.
Oh my good! Oh my goodness!
On the agenda, and so anyway, that, you know, that's kind of where it had gone, which should not happen,
right?
And so anyway, then, you know, communication breakdown and things of that nature, but anyway, you know, it And going forward, Michael O'Driscoll was the deputy county manager, and he was the temporary county manager until, you know, our meeting, and then we appointed him county manager.
Oh, so he's the new county manager.
Yes, okay. Michael O'Driscoll is the new county manager, and I've worked with Mr. O'Driscoll since I've been a supervisor, and he's been there before me. But you know, any departments that he's been with, I've had an appreciation for his management and his management style and the success from his management. I mean, you know, during COVID, we got national recognition for the way that our health department handled COVID. Well, that's when all of that was under Mr. O'Driscoll, when he was head of the health department.
Was the decision unanimous?
No, it was not.
Really?
Supervisor Christensen, well, and also, too, on the dismissal of Mr. Minlove, District 1, Supervisor Christensen and I voted to dismiss Mr. Minlove. Supervisor Klein did not, and then when it came to appointing Michael O'Driscoll, Supervisor Christensen, District 1, and I, District 2, voted to appoint him. And again, Supervisor Klein was a nay.
Did he have other candidates that he brought to the field, or just disagreeing to disagree?
You know, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I can't talk to the other supervisors, violation open meeting law, unless we are in a work session or in an executive session. I can't just visit with them and see where they're coming from or why they think what they do. Because that's not allowed with only three of us. It's a violation of open meeting laws.
Yeah. And I understand the reason for that, but I also understand the frustration in dealing with that. But it looks like good news. We've got a new county manager who is up and running.
He's up and running, and he's already made some definite changes that, you know, I have an appreciation for. Because we had the HR and the county manager had hired a public works director and a deputy public works director, and the public works director ended up needing some surgery and has been on extended leave ever since, and not knowing when she was going to be back. Like I say, we have the landfill expansion going on. We've got all these in the creek construction projects going on. And so when Mr. O'Driscoll got in as county manager, he brought in an interim public works director. And he was our interim public works director when all the floods and things were going on prior to the past manager, Minlove, hiring a public works director. And then, you know, that didn't happen. And so I felt good about that he brought in an interim, because there's a lot of moving parts. And if you don't have that part filled, then, you know, things can kind of get lost. And, you know, anytime you don't have a link in the chain. He brought in Troy White, whom I worked with during the flood and stuff, and I felt he was very competent. And then also, during the landfill expansion, when Mr. Minlove was county manager, our landfill director, he went to another job. And so we kind of had an interim landfill director, and we're in the middle of a landfill expansion. And so since then, they have appointed a gentleman, Mr. Mike Wicks, as our landfill manager for both landfills. And he has done an awful lot in helping us. Because here a while back, the Globe landfill got really backed up, you know, a lot of complaints, only two cars in at a time. It really got choked up. And he was very instrumental in getting that reorganized, re-engineered, and flowing well. So, you know, I have a lot of confidence in the gentleman, and I'm really happy to have him on with our landfills, especially now that we are doing our, you know, Russell Gulch landfill expansion.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's knowledgeable at that, and he's been with the county for quite some time. He was a shop foreman, head of the shop, the workshop up in Payson, but he worked a lot with the landfills. He's got a lot of education in landfills, engineering, as well as mechanical. And so I think he's a good fit. He seems to get along well with all the other employees.
Good.
So, you know, that's a benefit that they're working with someone they're used to working with, just in a different position.
That's great.
And so, yeah, so that's, you know, kind of going on. And then now we're looking for, if someone's listening, now we're looking for an HR director, because shortly after Mr. Minlove was dismissed, Rick Husk, who was our HR director, he terminated. So we're doing a lot of reorganizing, but, you know, Rolly, sometimes a little spring cleaning isn't a bad thing.
Agreed.
I feel good about the change and that things are going. I feel good that now I can get anything on the agenda that I would like. Because, you know, when that was going on and I went to call to the public, I directly asked, you know, our sitting board attorney, whom was Joe Elbow, you know, what do I have to do to get something on an agenda?
Yes.
Then we found out that the chairman of the board is pretty much the gentleman in the say-so on the agenda, not the county manager.
Who is the current chairman? Is that Mr. Klein?
No, our current chairman is Supervisor Christensen.
Okay.
And he's from District 1, but that could change, in our next board meeting.
Sure.
I do believe that is up.
Okay.
And because it seems like in the past, and there's really no regulation or whatever, but when I and Supervisor Klein were first elected and Supervisor Martin had been a sitting supervisor for quite some time, it kind of seemed that, okay, we will, being that our term, we'll just each do 18 months. And so then that way, if we have a project we want to work on, then, you know, we can get it on the agenda and work through and do things like that.
Sure.
And so I think that time's about up. And so here soon, I think that, you know, it'll be a board decision. So whether it changes or remains the same or who will be chairman the next, it just depends on the board's decision of where that's going to go when it's brought up in a board meeting.
Okay.
Anyway, like I say, there's a lot of moving parts with landfill expansions and restructuring, our staff and department heads, but that's that keeps us busy for sure. And you know, like I say, I feel good about, you know, kind of what's going on now, and the fact that the board is will be a lot more, in my opinion, involved in what goes on than we have been in the recent, you know, in the past. Right.
Well, no, it sounds good. And with Mr. O'Driscoll and Mr. Wicks, these are known entities who there's no learning curve here. They've been doing it. And so it sounds like this is moving the way you want it to.
Yeah. I mean, they've proven to me to be leaders.
Good.
And, you know, that's what you want. That's what you need. And like I say, that's my opinion. One of the other supervisors could have a different opinion, but you know, that's why we're unable to talk, and then we get to vote on stuff. So,
right.
You know,
right.
It's kind of the way it goes. But anyway, I'm looking real forward to the growth and the difference in, I'm going to say, customer service.
Good.
You know, because I hopefully, you know, that there will be good communication from the operators of the equipment to the people that are ordering the equipment to the funding source for the equipment. All that whole chain will be better rather than, you know, maybe somebody ordering equipment that's never drove equipment that, you know,
right.
Communication with the operators of the equipment, you know, didn't go through. That makes a big difference of how you can proceed.
Sure.
You know, if you're working with something that's not fit for what is needed, you know. But anyway,
yeah.
I'm tickled to death with the new communication so far.
Good deal.
Because I was getting to where in my opinion, there was very little communication. But anyway, that's good.
Yes, it is.
And my public meetings, they've been going well. Still
good.
Have my public meetings in Kaisila and Tono and Roosevelt, and the people show up and people from around here, believe me, I get calls on, you know, potholes and things, and I appreciate those calls. You know, people say, well, I didn't want to bother you. Well, I'm elected for you to bother me. And
right.
Unless you bother me, we can't fix or change anything, you know, because if we don't know, we can't work on it.
Absolutely. And for these meetings, of course, I invite email, and Tim would be very responsive to answering your questions, because some people just don't want to get on the radio, and I understand that. So if you will email radio@kqss.net, then I will ask Tim directly, and you can keep it anonymous. And it's interesting, I got a handful this month, and they all were the same thing, and you've explained it, and that was why the change in the county manager. So we know.
Yeah, well, that's my opinion.
Yes.
of the change.
Yes.
And you know, I mean, like I say, people say, well, we didn't know, and it's like, well, there was no communication, and if you don't hear something or not aware of it, then yeah, you don't know anything about it.
Exactly.
And you know, I don't think it would be, you know, good to go into depth conversations of things of that nature, but you know, like I say, lack of communication was one of my big deals.
Yeah, and it's onward and upward at this point, so that sounds positive. Do we have anything else going on this month?
No, that's
enough.
just keeping a close track on our construction projects, because they need to be done in 220 days.
Yes.
And so, you know, we're working on that, and Tiffany Construction has been great.
Good.
You know, really, really working hard and easy to communicate with, and their work has been, you know, just spot on. They're doing a great job, and they're also going to help the City of Globe. Mayor will probably talk about that some, and the town of Miami. And one other thing going on is back when the floods were going, our lobbyists got a hold of Mr. O'Driscoll and said, "Hey, you know, is there anything we can do?" And it's like, "Yeah, money." So they got together and wrote some language for legislature for funding. And if the governor signs the budget, which I think she did, and then we're going to get the Gila County's going to get $10 million.
That's great.
For flood mitigation.
That's wonderful.
$2.5 million is going to go to the City of Globe, and $2.5 million is going to go to the town of Miami,
okay.
And $5 million is going to go to Gila County. And that, you know, and where, I can't tell you where the Globe money's going, because that's up to the mayor and council.
Right.
Same with the town of Miami. And we're setting on our board agenda to bring that before the Board of Supervisors to see options of where that $5 million might be best spent. Because to get these projects going early and to stay on them prior to our monsoons hitting, we reached out and we borrowed $18 million to get ahead of this and get things rolling. And we can pay back at any time. If we only use $9 million, then the rest can go back, you know, not a problem.
Great.
And we can pay it at any time, and it's low interest. But it's, you know, when we were reaching out, it's better to be safe than sorry when we have roads about to wash out.
Oh, stuff. Yeah.
We need to get them fixed.
Absolutely.
And so anyway, that will be coming before the board before too long. On, you know, is there other needs that we need to focus on that happened with the flooding? And all the options I don't know because I haven't brought it to the board, but you know, there was a lot of people that were affected.
Oh, absolutely.
By the floodwaters. And so, you know, on some of that funding, what are the ear tags with it? You know, can it go to public? Can it go to commercial? Can it, you know, there's just a lot of times in some of that funding money, you have directions on where and how.
Right.
And that hasn't come before the board yet. But anyway, I did have a conversation with the county manager, O'Driscoll, and he said that, yes, it'll go, you know, we staff will work on different options of, you know, what the money could be spent on when it comes to the board.
Sounds
so
great.
So that's good news. You know, that's $5 million that we didn't have before to help pay for some of the match money on some of these grants, perhaps pay back some loan, maybe be able to help some people. You know, I'm not sure.
Right, absolutely. Now, I assume that the FEMA decision has not been made yet on reconsideration.
The what?
FEMA decision, because FEMA was going to reconsider.
No, not that I have heard of as of yet.
We'll see.
Yeah, they've been holding out, but yeah, I have not heard anything, I haven't. You know, I've said in mandatory meetings, but I haven't asked for any other meetings because my personal life's been kind of crazy here the last couple, 3 weeks. And so I have taken care of what's on my plate, but I didn't reach for anything.
Yeah.
But,
understood.
You know, now that that's a little bit behind, then, you know, this next week I'm looking forward to having more kind of catch-up meetings
sure.
to get me, you know, a little more in the loop of some of these things, because like the projects and stuff, I like to drive out and see what the projects are going on, ask questions, you know, get familiar with what's going on. And I think that's just from, you know, me being in my own construction company.
Right.
If you're not on a job watching the job, well, how do you know what's going on?
Right.
And so anyway, I'll get back into a lot more of that here coming up this next week. And so,
yeah,
but,
and we'll look forward to hearing about it in the next meeting.
And also too, Raleigh, during, we're getting this landfill expansion going.
All right.
So Dollar Dump Day is going to be suspended for a time during that construction.
Okay.
Of us getting the new, and there's a sign up, and I was told the date, but
right, understandable.
I don't remember the date, but soon. I just would want everybody to know that, yes, when we start the expansion of the landfill, the Saturday dump day, for two reasons. One, you know, we get an awful lot of people participating, which, thank you very much. I'd rather have it in our landfill than in our creeks. So thank you. But right now, you know, the limit of capacity.
Sure.
As well as, you know, a lot of moving trucks and parts for, you know, redoing roads and things like that for the expansion that we're going to temporarily terminate it until we get the expansion done. And then with the once a month Dollar Dump Day will continue after we get the
terrific
new expansion.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Good information. Yes. It's, you know, despite all the trauma you're going through, a lot has been done. It's good to hear. And like I say, I look forward to next month because I know you'll have a lot of news. So thanks for joining us.
Well, you bet. I appreciate the time. And if anybody has any questions or would like to speak to me, my number is 928-961-2885. If I don't answer, leave a message. I'll return all my calls. So if something comes up or you have some questions or you have some complaints, I need to know so I can try to start working on it. Because, I mean, they say, well, it's just a pothole. I'll get with him later. Well, if there's one hot pothole, maybe there's 10 or 15 potholes. And maybe the pothole guy isn't paying attention to potholes, you know.
Right.
Unless you make a phone call and let somebody know, then we can't look into it. So.
And that's 928-961-2885. And if you missed it, well, if you go to kqss.net, right on the homepage, you can click on Tim's page, and the number is there, as well as the notes of the meeting and the dates for the next meeting. So, Tim, I should also mention, this is on kqss.net in perpetuity, so you can listen again if you like, and it replays this coming Sunday morning on KJAA, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. So thank you, Tim.
Okay, Raleigh, thank you very much. I always appreciate your time. And if there's any information somebody would like me to check on for our next station, if they'd let me know, maybe I could look into a particular subject. If they have questions about a subject that they're curious, let me know ahead of time, and then I'll try to cover it. Or they can let you know that they're
right.
interested about something, and that will give me and staff time to help find an answer, and then I'll share it with you on the next program.
But perfect.
I appreciate your time and helping me get some communication out. And so thank you very much, Raleigh.
My pleasure, and looking forward to talking to you again. And again, my condolences, Tim.